So we have about 4 minutes left in the segment. Ryan Harvey's with us. Ryan, good to have you with us. How are you, man?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm well. Latest on Bradley Manning. One of the things we're hearing is that the defense of, team decided that they did not want to challenge the government on closing the trial because of sensitive information, or what people say is sensitive information. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the extent of I know, I haven't actually gotten to be in the trial yet. But it's been out of session. They were out of session for about a week now.
Right.
They just started back up yesterday. I'm not super versed on the legal stuff, unfortunately. there was an early decision that the parts of the court martial were going to be closed session, which is probably what's been happening. Due to certain witnesses. There was talk early on of trying to bring in people from the Delta team that assassinated Osama bin Laden to testify against Bradley, saying that they found, printed out documents from WikiLeaks and whatnot. That's mostly a performance.
So where do you think we are with this trial? Tell us what you can tell us. What's your analysis of where we are?
Well, I mean, this is clearly the biggest political trial of our generation, especially of my generation. Obviously there's Edward Snowden now, and there's these other people who've kind of taken the lead. And that's why they're doing what they're doing to Bradley Manning. That's why he's facing the time that he's facing. And that's why people like the journalist Barrett Brown are facing life in prison for journalism that they're doing surrounding, especially the leaking of information, whether it's through people like Bradley Manning or whether it's been through organizations like Anonymous. There's a lot of secrets, and the secrets are not pretty, and people don't like to hear them because it exposes the injustices being perpetuated by governments, all over the world, but specifically in this case, the United States.
We have just about a minute or so left here, but Emma Capus has joined us as well, campaign organizer for the Bradley Manning Support Network. Emma, what can you tell us about where we are with the trial right now, especially given that the defense has not challenged the prosecution on closing the trial?
Well, first of all, to clarify that point, the defense did challenge the prosecution closing the trial.
All right.
And most of the trial is still open to the public, but there are some witnesses who will be talking about classified material. And the judge ruled that for the portions of their testimony that will be talking about classified material, it will remain closed to the public. However, even those witnesses, the majority of their testimony will be open to the public. So we definitely encourage people to come to Fort Meade in order to witness the trial firsthand. It's in Maryland. It's about a 30-minute drive outside Baltimore. Now, as far as where we are right now in the trial, we're still in the merits portion, which is where guilt and innocence will be determined. Right now, the prosecution is making their case. And the defense will begin making their case the next week or the week after why Bradley should be considered innocent of major charges like aiding the enemy and espionage. Following that, in a couple weeks, we should expect a ruling from the judge, and then we will move on to the sentencing phase of the trial, which is one of a much larger range of evidence, such as whether there was actually any damage done, whether this information should have been classified, and Bradley's motives will all enter the courtroom finally to help the judge decide what sort of sentence he should receive.
Well, McCabe, I'm sorry, but we'll be following up with you in the next few days and next week as well as we stay focused on this Bradley Manning case. Emma Cape is campaign organizer for the Bradley Manning Support Network. Ryan Harvey joined us as well, who's been working on the Bradley Manning case. And thank you both so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
We're going to take a brief break and come back. It's summertime. What should our children be reading? What are your children reading? Don't go away.